You get on that right track, that's it. Get on the track, no matter how simple.
We have two questions for you from our interns, if you don't mind. One of them is, when you were in space, how often did you get to talk to your family?
They added that only later on. They were rather very, very primitive. NASA was very, very backwards, and they didn't understand. And so they actively prevented any communication between astronauts and Earth, actively, to prevent that, because they thought that was a distraction, and they thought that would somehow warp them, and they would be unable to follow the procedures and the checklist. And that, of course, was totally backwards thinking. And so it wasn't until my latter two missions, I flew in my 40s, 50s, and 60s, so communication with family or with the internet, all of that was totally prevented intentionally until later on, in which I did get to talk to the family. So, but that's an important part of the business, especially if you get into the typical 6 month flights we have on space station or the old Mir. So it is important, and of course there is video, so it's a Skype or it's a VTC video conferencing kind of thing. And of course they're on the internet too, so that's important as well. That's just, you know what I mean, the way it is. So they missed the boat earlier on. They missed the boat for decades. Yes.
Yeah. Also, one of the interns would like to know what experiences you may have had that shaped your desire to become an astronaut.
Well, is the door going to open? And so none of that happened until I'm in my surgical training at National Academy of Science, and NASA put their heads together about flying formally trained scientists in space. And so people always ask me, did you always want to be an astronaut? I have to remind them, in the 1930s, I did not. There was no space. In the 40s, there was no space. In the 50s. And so, so life is a whole set of opportunities. What can I do now? You stop, you look at yourself, you look in the mirror, and you say, well, how about tomorrow? What am I going to do tomorrow? What doors will open for me tomorrow? What are the possibilities? If the door ain't going to open, you can't do it. Do something else. So, but the door for me opened when, like I said, National Academy and NASA thought about putting this program together to get more back from space by putting scientists up there with the experiments and people to come up with scientific experiments and execute them. And so that was 1965 when that program was proposed. And so I left my clinical training because I knew they would be looking for more science, not more clinical expertise. And so I went into postdoc fellowship and got me another degree. And the reason I have so many degrees is because I kept changing fields. Got my MS in biological physics and a minor in aeronautical engineering. And I intensified my airplane flying. I was a very experienced pilot. I took up flying after the Marines. And so I intensified and got all the ratings and all. So I'm increasing my science, aeronautical skills. Ran a parachuting project on aerodynamics, free fall, and human body. I took up parachuting in medical school. But not knowing the fact I flew airplanes as soon as I got out of the Marines, the fact I'm a very experienced parachutist, doing that, going to medical school and all that, that was not aimed at space. It was not aimed at anything. All that stuff came together. It just came together. And luckily it came together when NASA decided to fly scientists.